I'm a perky disco turkey because I love to dance. I know this may seem bizarre. It's the coolest thing to do. That's why I'm such a star. Step side to side, reach high and low. Wiggle your shoulders and make a pose. Repeat side to side, high and low. Shake your feathers and point your toes. Now say gobble, gobble, gobble. Strut, strut, strut.
And a strut, strut, strut.
Do a wobble, wobble, wobble.
Wobble, wobble, wobble.
And then we got stuck.
And then we got stuck.
The turkey dance, baby. Happy Turkey Day, Thanksgiving weekend, holiday.
Because I love to dance. I know
this may be my new favorite holiday song ever.
It's great. The Turkey Dance, Vogler Vogler. Yes, indeed, boys and girls, we're back. Right, Vogler Vogler?
We are.
In the bunker. Great deer season. A lot of fun. Went down the second weekend. Hung out with my brother, and I didn't hear hardly any shooting. Didn't see very many hunters. But it was the less amount of shooting I think I've ever heard during rifle gun season. Last year there was quite a bit of shooting, but not much shooting. And I didn't see much deer. I went a couple days without seeing anything at all. Did I enjoy setting out there? Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Me and my brother get up in the morning and have our coffee, get our stuff together and get together and get out there. It was really cool. And then he killed a nice buck, a pretty nice buck, and there was a doe running in there. So we decided I changed positions to go over to get set up on this hot doe, which makes sense, right? And so I went to the shooting house where I killed a buck last year instead of my place across the holler on the other side of the road. Anyway, long story short, we were hunting this hot doe because, of course, the bucks are going to be in there. Marty killed a buck that was chasing her, so there's going to be other bucks, right? So he gives me the best spot. I'm sitting there and I'm seeing squirrels. Okay, this is typical deer hunting. He's over in a ladder stand on a ridge. He's about 300 yards as a crow flies, but he's over on the end of a point over there. And he sees a big old buck coming up through there, and he'd already killed a buck, right? So all he has is a doe tag, and he sees this pretty buck coming. He sees the buck stop and stare and turn around, go down the hill and go to the left. He goes, what was that? He turns left. He sees this buck standing below him with bases like big as your wrist, about 20, 21 inches inside spread, chocolate rack, you know, 13, 14 inch tines, herding does right below him, pushing, bumping does, going from back and forth. He looks down there, he sees this. He texts me, he said, you will not believe what I'm looking at. So I'm sitting up there wanting to shoot a buck, you know, on my buck tag and get video. You know, I'm there to shoot the television show. I've got all my camera gear set up. Everything's running. All I'm seeing is birds and squirrels, right? And Marty's 300 yards away, and he's not just a buck, but a Facebook buck. A big buck. A big, heavy, racked. He said the mass of this deer. And he'd never seen this deer before. So that buck was in there from someplace for them hot does. So Marty says, you know what? I'm going to hunt him muzzleloading season. So he got to checking out down there, and he moved the stand and set up, and he's all set up for muzzleloading season.
We're going to go to story time.
We're going to do a little story time, a little Ozark deer hunting. We'll see you next week on Eye on the Outdoors.
Okay, boys and girls, it's story time with your Uncle Ray. This week's story is Black Powder, White-tailed Deer, and the Ozarks. My setup is a remote, steep, rugged Ozarks ridge. The Jack's Fork River is far below me, but yet in the cold, still winter air, I clearly hear the soothing sounds of a flowing river. With my favorite muzzleloader across my lap, in the early morning darkness, I quietly settle into my ladder stand. I'm hunting state forest, public ground, on the edge of the Ozarks National Scenic Riverway. I've carefully selected my deer stand set up high on a very steep ridge, close to its narrow end. I'm just above an acorn flat. My stand is in a slight saddle where the ridge narrows, a setup that forces deer movement to pass my way. I originally planned to hunt from the ground, just as my ancestors before me, but decided to use a ladder stand so I could see just over the rim of the steep narrow ridge, the preferred travel route of the Gray Ghost River Buck. With thousands of acres in the river hills, miles and miles of ridges, a hunter could easily second guess the setup. But these sleek, heavily muscled ridge-running acorn eaters have made the mistake of leaving evidence of gorging on acorns, rebuilding their strength after a grueling, exhausting rut. To me, this is real deer hunting. This is how I learned to deer hunt as a small boy when I followed my grandpa and my dad in the Ozark Hills in search of the elusive whitetail for our winter meat. My deer hunt in these Ozark Hills is not your typical outdoor TV show hunt. This is not private managed land with high densities of deer in a crop-rich, filled North Missouri or Iowa. Missing his pre-scouted trail camera name bucks on a hit list. Missing his hundreds of acres of sponsor-paid-for planted food plots. Also missing his standing corn, standing beans, clover, deer cocaine, magic corn, and super antler growth poured in a stump. Missing is the pre-hunt crew videotaping deer movement prior to arrival and a dozen preset tree stands and a dozen brushed-in ground blinds awaiting my arrival. I have a very rich tradition of hunting with muzzleloaders. I've hunted both whitetails and turkeys with original black powder guns long before there were replicas sold in the 1970s and today's modern muzzleloaders. My grandpa was a gunsmith, a muzzleloader collector, and a black powder expert. Not only did Grandpa and my dad take many deer with black powder, he and Dad in the 1950s traveled throughout the Midwest to black powder rifle shooting matches. As dawn finally breaks in the Ozarks, a new day ushers in the sound of life as a wild turkey gobble startles me, then yelping and more gobbling as others join in the battle. This ruckus will continue nonstop until well after 9 a.m. The Encyclopedia states Ozark is the name of a French trading post established in the region in the 1700s. Another source says the Osage Indians hunted with longbows made from the wood of a tree known to the French as Bois des Arcs, known today as Osage Orange. The Osage and Shawnee Indians in the Ozarks once made the Kern and Jack's Fork River Valleys their home. An Osage chief named Cordavia is said to be buried on top of the mountain known as Cordavia Bluff. It was way back in 1912 when a group of hunters, trappers, and fishermen started a process that would eventually lead to the establishment of the Ozark National Scenic Riverways and the protection of these beautiful Ozark rivers. They used their influence to promote the idea of a state park that would protect the Jack's Fork River. But it wasn't until 1964 that their dream was finally realized with the establishment of the Ozark National Scenic Riverways. The Jack's Fork River is named after a Shawnee Indian named Captain Jack, who camped along the river with his tribe. Troublesome Hollow got its name during the turbulent Civil War years. Lawless guerrillas known as bushwhackers used the hollow as a base camp to cause nearby settlers grief and trouble during an unsettled time. Meeting House Cave also takes its name from the Civil War period. According to legend, the cave was used as a hideout during the war. Marauding bands from both sides of the conflict used the cave as a place to meet. Nearby Hospital Cave was supposedly used as a hospital during the war as well. The rugged landscape of the Ozarks made travel difficult in the early days of settlement. Roads were few and poor, usually little more than wagon ruts. The Ozarks also lacked centralized towns and cities. People tend to live on widely scattered homesteads, farming and hunting for their needs, only rarely going to commercial centers for trade goods they couldn't make on their own. In 1933, large tracts of land were purchased in the region for the Clark National Forest, which today is the Mark Twain National Forest. In 1936, the Missouri Department of Conservation was established, and game laws became more rigidly enforced in the region. Today, there is approximately 80,000 acres of rugged Ozark land along the Jack's Fork and Current Rivers that form the Ozark National Scenic Riverways. Around 7:30, as a great horned owl hoots along the river and a chorus of barred owls hoot just up the ridge, suddenly I catch movement down the ridge just below the rocky rim. The sound of hoofs across the rocky ledge reminds me of Santa Claus as the first of six deer come up over the top from the river and bounce up the narrow ridge toward me. I quickly adjust for their approach as multiple whitetail weave in and out of the trees, closing the distance. Leading the pack, a big gray doe abruptly stops in front of my stand, turns to face me as she stomps the ground. All deer are now standing very still. She notices something different as she stares at my ladder, something that was not here just yesterday. As my sights settle on her neck, I squeeze the trigger. With a roar and a cloud of smoke, the big gray doe goes down in a heap. I settle back and remain in my stand until 9 a.m., just soaking it all in. I know I will have to leave this place of beauty and return to the real world, but for now, I will enjoy my special time in the Ozarks with great friends, family, great food, fellowship, and pounds of summer sausage, burger, and backstrap laying on the forest floor out in front of me.
And that's story time this week with your Uncle Ray.
Thanks for joining us for Eye on the Outdoors, award-winning radio show.
Brought to you by Mossberg Quality Firearms, built rugged, proudly American.
Indian Creek Shooting Systems, quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eyes on the Outdoors. CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America.
Thanks for joining us, and always be a positive role model for hunting, gun ownership, and conservation. We'll see you next time around the campfire. Be safe out there in the woods and on the water. Say goodbye, Peanut.
Still today, but there ain't no doubt I love this land.